I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Some Assembly Theatre celebrates its 25th anniversary season with its new and original theatre production, Our Last Tree. It's written and directed by Valerie Methot, who joins me now to talk about the show and the company, which has been celebrated for its collaboration between youth and professional artists. The show looks at the important subject of climate change and how people care about existential issues. The show is at the Roundhouse Performance Center, 181 Roundhouse Mews, from Wednesday the 30th of April through to May 3rd. Some Assembly has long had a commitment to keeping the barrier low for audiences where admission is free, though you have to make reservations. Visit someassembly.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Valerie Methot. Ms. Methot, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So it's been 25 years since Some Assembly Theater came about, was founded. You've been there since the beginning. You founded the thing, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah, back in 2001, when I did my first theater work at the Roundhouse, after conversations with one of the arts programmer, Amir Ali Bey, and I became artist in residence in 2001, and I haven't left.
What is it about the past 25 years that you're proudest of, say?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. I'm super proud that this theater company still exists, and it just keeps growing. When I first started this project, it was just me. And I'll never forget the very first meeting I had. Over 50 youth showed up, and we were in this small room at the Roundhouse. And I'll never forget, I was showing a PowerPoint of my past productions, and it was so crowded, I was perspiring, and because of all the interest from the young people, I assembled some other artists, Chandra Lesmeister and Jeremy Baxter, and it was that point forward we officially became Some Assembly Theatre Company.
And so you mentioned, you know, 50 youth coming to hear that presentation. How do young people come to Some Assembly Theater today? Do they have to audition, say, or what's that process like?
So the process involves word of mouth. It involves schools, Vancouver Coastal Health, Sarah McLachlan School of Music, artists, past youth tell other youth about the project. And also when audiences come and see our shows, we have a feedback form in the show program. And there's a section that asks youth who are interested in participating in the new project to fill in contact information. And then if they're interested, yes, they're invited to come to an interview, an audition, to, depending on what they're interested in.
So it's not just to appear on the stage if say someone's interested in lighting or sound. There's a place for them in the company or in the production at least?
Yes, there is. So we interview youth who are interested in costume design, set design, lighting, backstage, writing, music. And the music doesn't have to happen on the stage. Mm-hmm. We partner with Sarah McLachlan School of Music and have a recording session over there with James Moore. And some of the music gets played during pre-show and post-show. So the musicians don't have to actually appear on stage if they don't want to.
I see, yeah. And what's it been like to see all the young people that have come through over the years? I mean, I would think that the so-called kids from, say, 24 or 25 seasons ago, they're all grown up now. I'm sure that the skills they learned at Some Assembly probably serve them in good stead, whatever careers they're in. Have a lot continued to work in the arts, eh?
Yes, there's a whole range of careers, and I'm lucky enough to still be in contact with a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
One amazing fun fact is that one of my earlier youth who I worked with is Orville Peck.
Mm.
And other youth have gone on to work as actors, designers, teachers, counselors, writers, musicians. It's quite special. And then a lot of youth who have aged out because the participants are age 13 to 18. If they're interested in applying to be trained as mentors, we do have that process available as well. So some of them have continued on as mentors to mentor the new, younger youth, and some of them are hired as professional artists with some assembly now.
It's just great to hear, you know, this community that you've created just continue season after season. Introducing the community to you know, the community at large, I should say, new talent and at the same time, you're building new audiences too, aren't you?
Yes. And that's really important to me because, it's important to keep theater alive for one thing. I believe very much in the power of theater. It being live is very special,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of live theater does have to do with the live audience, and it is all about community building. So in order to make it accessible, I spend most of my time writing grant applications to make sure that the admission price is free. So that is really important to me,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't mean that it's an amateur theater piece by all means. It's high quality value to this theater production because it's a collaboration between professional artists and the youth. So there's top-notch professional artists who are working on this production in music, in video projections, in set design. And so all of these young artists get the chance to work with these professionals, these industry professionals. And it's quite an empowering collaboration. And we all learn from each other. And the community does grow. And, you know, you asked me earlier, what am I most proud of? I'm proud of that as well. Mm. I'm really proud that this community keeps growing because it's important to us that we always put out important messages to our audience. And this comes directly from the youth. You know, our plays are about issues facing young people that young people want to voice to the public. And so our plays do address these issues, and they also promote wellness and positive social change. So they're quite inspiring. We've had a lot of feedback from audience members over the years how our plays provide hope, and certainly our current production, Our Last Tree, is very inspiring and very much needs to be seen.
Yeah, so you wrote the piece. What were you thinking about in terms of what you were seeing, say, in the world around you that prompted Our Last Tree?
Our Last Tree stems from conversations I was having with young people last February and March. Young people were talking about concern of apathy among young people and this growing trend that it's cool to not care about important life issues.
Mm.
A lot of young people were talking to me about this, you know, coolness about, you know, how there seems to be a lack of compassion. So right away I knew, okay, this needs to be the topic of our new project. And so I started assembling the youth team of artists and professional artists, and then our first task was to do script research workshops with over 100 diverse youth. And it was during that process that we delved a bit deeper. And learn that beneath this, you know, it's cool to not care vibe, that there's a lot of anxiety that young people are experiencing. And the topic that seemed to be the most troubling to the most number of youth who we spoke with is climate change. Some of them were saying they feel quite helpless because they can't, they're not old enough to vote. Others said it seems hopeless because it doesn't seem like adults in powerful positions even care. So our last tree promotes empathy and care for oneself. That was the first, you know, most important aspect that I wanted this play to encompass. And then also it promotes empathy and care for others. Super important that we, you know, care about each other. And then also this play does promote healthy ways to care and cope with climate change.
And so the cast, I understand, are they all young people?
Yeah, the cast ranges from age 13 to 18.
And what's that like? Because I remember when I was 13, in that cohort of between 13 and 18, it's probably hard to manage, as friends of mine say, or colleagues at school. I guess when they come to work with some assembly, they want to be there, and are you having conversations with them about, say, some of the serious topics that you're thinking about, say, in Our Last Tree as well?
Oh, definitely. The unique part of this project and every project that Some Assembly does is the process. And it all starts with the meeting agreement. And we spend sometimes hours creating this meeting agreement, voicing what we require in order to feel respected and safe in order to actually tackle these serious topics and to get into the creative process. So once that's established, this is our code of conduct. This is our contract for the whole project. And these youth who are actors are also the writers. So they know the subject matter in and out. And we're so honored to have an important workshop early on with Willow from Indigenous Climate Action. And that was pivotal. We started having very real conversations stemming from that workshop. And, you know, we knew that our play needed to inspire. And we know that we're very clear that, you know, this is a tough topic. And we didn't want to point fingers. And that's not what it's all about for us. What it's about for us, like I was saying, is promoting empathy and care. And, you know, if we care about the person next to us and have important conversations about climate change, and if we can empower each other, there is going to be a natural ripple effect. So this play is very much about the power of the people. And it certainly promotes positive social change. And I also want to share that these performers get to work with amazing professional actors. Susan Bertoia is the movement director and is also one of the acting mentors, same as Alan Morrison. And so these youth get to work with professionals. And, you know, we raise the bar, and these youth in Our Last Tree are very talented and very committed. And it's a job. We give all of our youth honoraria. And so, yeah, it's a job. It's for most of them, it's their first job in the arts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it instills in them the traditions of the theater that I think are important. For the theater to continue.
Definitely.
Yeah. What I just read somewhere that you and the company have been recipients of a couple of awards, the COV Youth Award, or the City of Vancouver Youth Award, and then the Derek Thompson Award. What do prizes like that, awards like that, what do they mean to the company, and what I guess they do bolster the message of the theater company in the community as well, don't they?
Definitely. These awards mean a lot to us because we're being recognized for our commitment working with young people. And it is something that is very important to everyone involved in Some Assembly Theatre Company. Our philosophy is to empower young people, is to have respect and values of, you know, being inclusive and accessible, and where the vehicle to positive social change is art. And so it's such a great feeling to be recognized by the City of Vancouver in the Derek Thompson Award, and also to get the top prize at a Give a Damn event was really amazing. And also getting funding for the project, the funding awards, means a lot to us. And it really helps fuel our energy in wanting to keep moving forward, because that is what we want to do. We want to keep moving forward as long as we can. So getting this kind of support means a lot to us.
Well, long may it continue. By the way, if those of us that are adults want to go see Our Last Tree at the Roundhouse, you are accepting donations, right, from the general public?
Yes, we do have a donation box. And so anyone who wants to give a donation, we welcome that. This show is very much for adults as it is for youth, so we hope that people of all ages come out and see it.
Valerie, thanks for your time today and break a leg, as I say. I appreciate your coming on today to talk about Our Last Tree.
Thank you so much for this great opportunity. It was lovely chatting with you.
The website for more is at someassembly.ca. The show is called Our Last Tree. It's at the Roundhouse, 181 Roundhouse Mews, Wednesday, the 30th of April through to May 3rd. Valerie Methot, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.